Welcome to Vibrant Living Conversations. I'm your host, Gemma Putty. As a life coach to midlife women, I'm excited to bring you tools, tips, and local experts to help you ditch the autopilot living by stepping into your true power, who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life, root to crown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. So today I am talking about change. Now, there is all kinds of change, right? Life is change. And change is life. Now we try to convince ourselves that we don't have to change, that life isn't changing, that we can stay comfortable with things the way that they are. But the actual reality of things is that this second right now, this power of this very moment is very unique. It wasn't like the last second, and it will never be like the moments in the future. Now our brain tries to keep us safe and stable with convincing ourselves that things aren't changing. And we do this through schedules, routines, traditions, habits, and stereotypes, trying to fit life, people, situations into boxes that are predictable and comfortable because we know what's going to happen. But change is always happening. So today specifically, I am talking about epic changes. I talk a lot about life chapters, and these epic changes, whether it's a baby, a death on the other end of the spectrum, a new job, a new situation in one way or the other, these I see quite often kick off a new life chapter, meaning that the next phase of your life is going to look quite a bit different than the last phase. So for me, I've been navigating a lot of change over the last several years, but specifically over the last year, as I was pregnant this time last year and then had Matilda in September, the day after my birthday, and have been also growing my own business. And then right now, my husband and I have been talking about getting a home addition forever. When we lived in Salt Lake, we wanted a home addition, and now we have created it. That's happening. We drew up the plans, we got an architect, and we just kept taking one step after the other, and somehow it has happened a lot quicker than we thought. And we're under construction. It started on Tuesday, it's now Friday, and they've torn off the back of our house. We are living with my parents. My office situation has changed. You can tell my background is a little different than it has been up until this point. And so for the next 6 months, we are going to be just living in this different way, different routines, different. Now I commute to my new office as opposed to going to the office that was in my house. So these big changes, they shake up life. There's a reason that our brain likes to try and keep us in sameness, because it's predictable and that feels comfortable and stable. And that is the goal of our brain, is to keep us comfortable and stable. And it loves the habits, it loves the routines. But as someone who, I actually love change, I love the opportunities and how it brings aliveness in trying new things and learning and experiencing different emotions and navigating different scenarios with different people, specifically around the world. I love it. But right now we're definitely right here in Coeur d'Alene. But so today I wanted to talk about, I have 8 different reflection points for you and a few exercises that you can think through if you've been through big change recently, if you're about to go through big change, to help you focus on how to do it from the inside out rather than the pulls of other people or of the situation, which can quite often feel stressful, anxious, and ungrounding. So let's dive in. First of all, I want to say, stay focused. Stay focused. You know by now that I am all about understanding who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to feel as you dance through this life. So staying focused in this moments of change means, what are the 3 things that are going to matter most to you through this change? Is it your family? Is it, I mean, of course, staying true to yourself, not being pulled with the ebbs and tides of what is happening in the situation. And realizing that some things might need to drop away. So for me, as I was doing this exercise, it was really staying in integrity with myself to respect and show up in the relationships as the loving, caring person that I am. And then for myself and the relationship with myself, I want to make sure that I'm not using it as an excuse to reach for this or reach for that or not be in my yoga practice or not find opportunities to walk and be in my body and reflect on how I'm showing up and how I actually want to show up. So understanding what are the three things that matter to you most. There's a lot of things that matter. What are the things that need to stay on the radar through this time, and how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel as you're going through this transition? Do you want to feel calm and grounded? And if you do, what exercises can you include into your day, either daily or weekly, to allow yourself to feel that way? You know, is it that daily walk? Is it that daily yoga session? So that's number one. The next one is see opportunities to grow and learn. So what class is in session for you right now? And that's the beautiful thing about change, about this human experience, is we're constantly learning lessons from whether it's the people that are entering our lives or the situation. But see this phase of change as an opportunity to really grow and learn whatever you need to be learning, rather than this stressful, oh, this is happening to me. What are you being taught right now? What life lesson has come in for you to be able to learn through this change that is happening? For me, I'm really seeing an opportunity for compassion. Compassion for myself being a little bit uprooted, compassion for the people around me as we're all navigating how to be in the new situation. Communication, I'm quite often not the best at communicating how I'm feeling in the moment and expectations, and having clear roles and understanding so that everyone can be on the same page rather than like a little passive aggressive about what we each need. So that is what I am really feeling called to learn and embrace and get better at. What life lessons are you learning as you're going through this change? So number three, how do you want to reflect back on this time, this transition time of change as you're going into your new life chapter? Now, it's always fun. You could write yourself a letter from the future you, the version of you that has made it through this transition, that is now comfortably living in your new chapter. Write yourself a letter from that future version of yourself about how you navigated this transition, about how you were gracefully in integrity and respect for yourself and those around you, or whatever those core feelings were that you want to feel throughout that. Write yourself a letter. Dear XYZ, I'm so glad that we made it through that transition. We got to learn this opportunity. We got to grow more here. Maybe we didn't do the best with that, but you can do better with that as we move more into this life chapter. Write yourself a letter. See yourself in that future version of you, and it allows you to live out that in the next transition period, however long it is for you. For me, it's probably going to be 6 months. So I've got a long time to be able to write that letter and then own it and step into it now, the woman that I want to be over the next 6 months and as I step into this new chapter. So then what are your non-negotiables for staying grounded in the person that you want to be, and how can you incorporate them into your new life right now? So this is a This can also be incorporated, of course, into your letter, and it's going to play off of how you want to feel. But what are your non-negotiables for staying grounded? So as I like to think about it, you know, from root to crown, we can group it into four aspects, which is physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. So what are your non-negotiable daily habits, belief systems for each of those? Physically, for me, I need to go for walks. I need to be out in nature, connected to Mother Earth. I need to be meditating, doing yoga daily. Even if it's for 10, 15, 20 minutes, those are my non-negotiables because they make me so happy. They bring me back rooted into my body and able to feel connected to Mother Earth, which really is stabilizing and makes me feel safe and comfortable. And I love that. Emotionally, it's going into that. How do you want to feel right now? How do you want to feel, and what thoughts and what actions do you need to incorporate into your life to allow yourself to feel that way? Intellectually, how are you going to stay excited and focused on, for me, it's like staying focused on my business, keeping myself busy, excited, interested in something that is very important and a passion of mine. So intellectually, is it you're going to be able to focus on reading this book or on this hobby or on whatever it is for you that keeps you mentally, intellectually stimulated and excited? And then spiritually, what guidance, what belief system, what guidance, what support can you tap into, ask for, really make sure that you're aligning with as you own, step into the person that you want to be through the transition and as you are going into the new life chapter? So physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually, what are your non-negotiables? We always have non-negotiables through every aspect of life, but through this transition, navigating this change, they're even more vital to keep you rooted in the person that you are and who you want to be and how you want to show up. And right now there might not be as much room for as many of them. So you could identify even just one in each aspect, in each area that you're going to do daily to keep yourself feeling flowy and dancey and joyful or whatever, however you want to feel. So the next one, what do you need to release or change about the story to allow yourself to fly, to allow yourself to dance through this transition period, through this change? What blocks may be holding you back, and how are you going to find safety and stability in this new situation compared to how you did before? So again, in moments of change, as life is changing from one chapter to the next, it's going to feel uprooting. It's rocking your version of safety and stability because things are changing. So how are you going to need to change the story, maybe release some story in order to be able to fly through the change? Fly meaning soar as your best self, or is at least an evolving version into your best self. What's holding you back? What's like weighing on you that you need to release? Part of it for me was that I struggle with communication. I can be the people pleaser. I can also be the person that can just really see the positive in the moment, but in honoring who I am and how I want to be able to parent and show up during this time, I'm going to have to speak my truth. And so releasing this story that I can be Miss Positivity, that I can go with the flow, and changing that to, Gemma, you are going to have to really step into sharing your voice and doing it in a tactful, loving, growth mindset way, rather than the story that I can be the people pleaser and I can go with the flow and I can change my perspective to fit in with any situation. I'm changing that. I'm releasing that into I'm going to be the one that can help facilitate positive conversations to allow us all to be in our best selves. So what do you need to release in order to be able to fly? What story do you need to be able to change in your mind so that you can get through this period of change and into your new chapter beautifully? Now, I have a few exercises for you as well. One is just as simple as sitting in the grass. Sit in the grass, cross-legged. I like to have my hands out in my little mudra, open to receiving guidance and support from the universe above. You can have your hands down on your knees. It's very grounding to have them down and just sitting on your knees. But close your eyes and visualize your roots, your beautiful big tree roots sinking down into Mother Earth, and that energy flowing from your roots that have got their little rootedness down into the earth, and having that hold you in a nurturing way, in a stable, safe, comfortable way, even though you're navigating through this change. And see that light, that energy coming up from Mother Earth, up through your core, up through your crown, and up to the universe, to your spiritual source, to your higher power connection. And you can visualize the light then coming back down and rooting you back even deeper into Mother Earth. And I love to do this with my eyes closed and breathe in for four as I imagine the energy coming up, and then breathe out for six as I imagine the energy coming back down. And breathing out for longer helps your body calm down your nervous system. It triggers to you that you're safe, you're stable, all is good, you're connected to your roots, you're also connected to your higher source, to that light, and you're able to let that light, that energy flow up and down your spine through each of your chakras, safely connected. And I love doing that. It's so calming and such a beautiful way to visualize yourself being rooted yet also connected to your higher power. So then my second exercise for you is to dance. Yes, dance. Find whatever your songs are. And I mean, honestly, I could just dance. I could just dance right now. I don't even have music. But when you get in those moments of, if it's anxiousness or frustration or instability or fear for change, breathe into that. Acknowledge what's coming up for you. Where are you feeling it in your body? Are you feeling it in your gut? Is your gut tight? Is you're like, oh, how am I going to navigate this change? Things are feeling unrooted and scary. Or do you feel it in your shoulders? Do you get tense up here? Do you feel it in your forehead? My third eye, for some reason, really like seems to get tight when I start to get in that anxious mode. My throat starts to stress out, usually because that's when I stop communicating. Whereas now I've put it out there. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to communicate more in a beautiful, graceful, respectful, loving manner. So where do you feel it in your body? And then let yourself flow. Let yourself dance, flow. Let that feeling, that emotion, like come out however it wants to come out of you. And just be in your body as you're doing that. Being aware of the tightness wherever it is and giving it permission to release. Whether it's releasing it out through your fingertips or coming up through the top of your head or releasing it down to Mother Earth through your roots and letting her transmute that energy for you. It's all energy. Emotions, feelings are energy. So once you can identify it in your body and then let the dance flow it out of you, flow it out rather than becoming stuck and becoming all kinds of problematic as it's, who knows what it could cause? It could cause physical ailments, it can cause stress, it can cause an abundance of not great things. So you're gonna dance, dance, flow it out, and release the tension that's coming up for you as you're in this moment of change. And then finally, draw a sketch. This is another fun way to be able to see and clearly be able to reflect on what is important to you as you're going through this change. So I just gave you a ton of questions to reflect on, from your non-negotiables to your core values and what you want to stay focused on throughout this, from who you want to be when you get to the other side and who you want to be as you dance through this change. So pull out a pen, paper, maybe you've got crayons around or markers, and sketch out the vision of this. I'm not going to give you too much direction because I think it could be whatever comes out for you. This is not, you're not going to be graded. You could have, you know, your values on there. It could just be swirls and the flowiness of you dancing and letting this flow through you, this change flow through you, rather than stagnate and cause you to freeze and contract. Because change is that opportunity, again, to be expansive and to move through it to more light and to learn the lessons and to enhance the relationships, to be expansive and live open. So however that sketch, that drawing, that painting, I mean, gosh, if you have clay, mold it out, whatever it is that you can express it in a creative visual way, that over and throughout your transition of change, you can use it as the reflection point of, oh yeah, that's how I said I was going to show up. That is the core feeling that matters to me the most. So how do I get out of this anxiousness and over to the peace? Something that you can put on the fridge, in your car, wherever makes sense to you, so that it can be the reminder for yourself as you're going through this change. So you have a couple opportunities there. Sit in the grass, dance, sketch, and of course, journal is always a great option, just to free write out what is coming out of you so that you can be intentional. You can tap into who you are, what matters to you on this inside of you, without the world's perspectives, what matters to you, and then dance through the transition and into your new life chapter as the woman that you want to be. Excited for the change, excited for what opportunities are to come on your human journey. So I'm going to leave you with one little quote about trees, because I love trees. So it says, "Be like a tree, stay grounded, connect with your roots, turn over a new leaf, bend before you break, enjoy your unique natural beauty, and keep growing." So as you can tell, that's just very reflective of everything that we just talked about. Life is change. Mother Nature reflects that to us all the time. The trees specifically do. And they are your guide through this process. So connect with your tree-like being, being rooted, turning over new leaves, growing, being flexible in your dance, and not breaking, not contracting and restricting your tension within you, but flowing, being open, growing. So I'll leave you with that. Good luck with your change. Let me know how I can support, as always, as you dance into this new life chapter or close a life chapter, and I will be doing the same. Until next time.
If you like this podcast, I want to invite you to coach with me. Let's ditch the autopilot living to slow down, tune in, reset, and redesign your life to glow from the inside out based on the beautiful being who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life. I help you understand your self-sabotaging ways, programmed thinking, and tendencies to outsource your power, and reshape them to align with the true you for this chapter of your life. To join me in a complimentary coaching session, go to my website, www.gemmaputty.com. Sending all the love, light, and vibrancy. Until next time.